Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and the Voice of the American Redoubt, here to advance the cause of freedom and the spirit of liberty. And 2 Corinthians 17 says, "Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And that's what we want to promote. We are broadcasting right now on AM 630 on the dial, or KTW 96.5 FM. If you are in the greater Spokane area, North Idaho, Spokane, Washington, right in that area, which it's Spokane Liberty, I should say. Unless you're listening to our live stream, God bless you guys that are listening outside the wire or listening to the call-in number. Matter of fact, I want to put that out again. Grab a pen and paper so that you can write this phone number down, because I know there's several folks out there that appreciate that. You're listening on limited bandwidth, or maybe you don't have data where you are. You can still call in pretty much, well, wherever you are. A lot of our cell phones now, it's free long distance, right? So here's the number to call in. Only for our Saturday shows. There's a different number for Sunday evening podcasts if you need to call in by phone there as well. But this number is provided by the American Christian Network and the Liberty Broadcasting Systems. Dial 1-605-477-4336. Once again, that's area code 605-477-4336. There you go. And you just press one and or star one or star two to alternate between American Christian Network or Liberty Broadcasting. All right. Now, by the way, also thank you guys for your prayers and your support. You have no idea how much that is needed, and your financial support as well. Just really, really grateful for that. Now, I want to focus heavily on the press, on the media, especially here in Patriot territory, where the press is essentially ran by leftists, or those that are supportive of a leftist agenda, either intentionally or unwittingly. And I have something in my gut just tells me they're not as ignorant about the agenda that they're supporting as they would like to have us believe. There's an article that came out. Now, last week I did an interview with the state Senate candidate in Legislative District 3 of Idaho for state Senate, Alex Barron. He is a veteran. He is very heavily involved in the political scene in Kootenai County and has been for quite some time. He redoubted. He took the gap. Moved out of occupied territory, heavily Marxist-influenced California, to come to Idaho to espouse the views that we all value and cherish. So now there is another Republican, actually, I think two calling themselves Republicans. One is actually conservative. He's a good guy, but you gotta say, what are we looking for here? A good guy, or are we looking for the best person willing to fight for the battles that we're in, and who's got the track record? And it's kind of hard sometimes to differentiate. So here's a litmus test for you. Who to vote for? Well, who is the leftist, Marxist media attacking? That should tell you right there who you should probably be voting for. And there's an article that came out here with a picture of Alex Barron this last week. Senate candidate looks ahead with battery citation in past. And so this article goes on to talk about the police were called. Alex Barron was issued a citation for this confrontation that he got into with his wife. Now, this is a very private matter, right? Now, on the other hand, if you got somebody that's a wife beater, that's somebody that you don't want to vote for, right? Or at least somebody that could be portrayed as a wife beater to maybe make people not want to vote for him or her, anybody who's has a criminal past. But right here in this article, it is a much ado about nothing. It is a red herring. There's nothing to report. So they report on nothingness. But just having in the paper, so future hit pieces can link to this, right? But once the facts, and this, they even stated this in the paper, but they don't care about the facts. They don't care. All they need is that headline, Senate candidate with a big picture of the conservative Republican Christian patriot with the headline, Senate candidate looks ahead with battery citation in the past. I mean, spousal battery even. Well, that's actually not what happened. And the newspaper article kind of skirts around the facts. Although I have to say, to their credit, they did put Alex Barron's statement in there, which mostly describes the situation. However, the police show up, they issue a citation, and then the allegations and charges were immediately dropped. The prosecutor, the wife, everybody's like, no, that's not how it went down. There was no spousal abuse. But see, all he needed, it wasn't arrested. There was not any protection order taken out against him. And the charges were dropped. The allegations were dismissed. But the Coeur d'Alene Press got their headline over something that didn't happen. Never even went so far as to enter into the judicial, I don't want to call it justice system, the legal system, and never went to court, and it was never pursued. Here, you could see the agendas showing through. The secretary of, in the article, it states that the secretary of the Kootenai County Republican Central Committee, that's Alex Barron, announced in November his candidacy for the District 3 seat in the Idaho Senate. The conservative Republican has been a strong supporter of pro-life legislation. Oh, that's bad. A featured speaker at Second Amendment rallies, that's extremist, across the Pacific Northwest, and an enthusiastic voice in the American Redoubt. Yay, crowd goes wild. A movement that urges a politically conservative migration into Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and the eastern swaths of, well, Liberty State and Oregon. By the way, there's big move right now also following the footsteps of State of Jefferson and Liberty State, with now Eastern Oregon moving to join Idaho for a movement they call the Greater Idaho. But it's all part of the American Redoubt movement. It is this a strategic migration of Christian conservative, patriot-minded people that want freedom to get moved into these already conservative areas to strengthen them. Well, this is a massive threat to Marxists. And Alex Barron said the citation was unearthed out of a desire for political retribution during an election year. Yeah, imagine that. And, you know, this is sad and it's unfortunate. But he says, I'm going to continue to discuss how I will grow freedom and opportunity for Kootenai County residents as Idaho State Senator. I think he'd do a fine job. Matter of fact, he's the only one that's got the track record that I'm aware of actually fighting for these issues aggressively in the fight for I'm not saying other conservatives haven't done conservative things or even held other offices, but I've not seen anyone else on the level of the founding father type of fabric cloth. Nobody that's contending for any of these races are of that quality. This is the closest that I've been able to find. So whoever the media is trying to attack, That's who you should probably get behind. And look at the examples here. Associated Press, AP News, largely leftist. Well, at least their left-leaning pieces are regurgitated in our local newspapers. Here's one here. Controversial Washington lawmaker spreads views across the West. Well, why is he controversial? He's controversial because, well, he stands up for conservative Christian values and on par with what the founding fathers would fight for. But that makes you controversial. It's only controversial when somebody says, "Hey, you shouldn't stand for those views." Well, if you say, I think that everybody should be free, and someone else says, "I don't think people should be free." Well, immediately you've got controversy. But they love pinning that label, the controversial lawmaker, spreading his views. Well, they're not his views. They're views deeply held by millions and millions and millions of Americans and have been since the beginning of our country. But now that's controversial, at least when it's written from the headlines, written by leftists. Journalists in the media. So, who is Representative Matt Shea? Well, according to this writer, he is the co-founder of Coalition of Western States, a loose federation of politicians and anti-government buzzword and militia supporters. Militia, that's actually something to be commended, being in a militia. It's part of our heritage, and it's in this document called the Constitution. Well, throughout the West, its goal, the Coalition of Western States, is to stop, quote unquote, stop unconstitutional actions against United States citizens. Okay, so in this article, that's designed to harm and shed, put a conservative legislator in a negative light, they present to you, the reader, this evidence. He is the founder of a network of politicians and patriots whose goal is to, quote, stop unconstitutional actions against the United States citizens. That's what was presented as evidence of these extremist views this legislator is trying to advance. These actually part of and started an organization whose mission statement, their purpose, is to stop unconstitutional actions against the United States citizens. Representative Heather Scott, another one. So, in Washington, who should you vote for? It's so tough. I mean, this guy's a Republican, that guy's a Republican. Well, vote for the one, how about, who's the leftist Marxist media is attacking. Representative Heather Scott is featured in another Pacific Northwest Inlander article. This Daniel Walters he's got a crush on Heather Scott. He writes about her a lot. But he's trying to write from the opposition standpoint, trying to put her in a negative light. Label lynching. What Representative Heather Scott gets wrong in her latest label lynching conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory that the left is label lynching conservatives. And he goes into this whole long article, basically making her to be, you know, this extremist. So he really goes after, and Heather Scott is rightfully calling the left media out for this label lynching, trying to harm people politically, or even, I would even venture to say, we could speculate. Maybe there's privately some hopes of bringing maybe even physical harm to some of these conservatives by labeling them a certain way, which predictably results in threats of harming and death threats and so on. But if you call them out on it, call this label lynching. You're trying to lynch somebody politically or socially or whatever by placing labels on them. Well, now that's the new conspiracy theories. They're claiming label lynching. So this article says 2 years ago, the Inlander first reported on the word label lynching. See, they're trying to quickly douse, put water on this little spark before it can turn into a flame. So they're doing damage control here. 2 years ago, the Inlander first reported to the word label lynching when former Spokane GOP chair Cecily Wright used the term to defend a local white supremacist. Well, he's not local, and I don't think he's a white supremacist. I think he's maybe a white nationalist. I'm not sure. I really don't know the guy, but I know of him. And I think that they did the same thing to him. I think they mislabeled him to try to make him out to be this evil type of person. But I don't know. I don't know him personally. So this James Alsup, while hosting him at an event for local conservatives. All right. So what they say is label lynching is the new far-right buzzword, which has become part of the Malheur standoff narrative. So immediately, Malheur standoff narrative is just, you know, extremist to the highest degree. And label lynching is connected to this extreme activity of, you know, taking over the Malheur standoff. So it's very craftily done. So, and they call it label lynching, a new far-right buzzword. So it's just something new. It's just something that's made up. It's just a buzzword that they're trying to use, but we're not falling for it. Why? Because this is not part of our normal vernacular. This is a new far-right buzzword. So what? We should just dismiss it. Label lynching's not a real thing because it's new. We have not used it before. It's unprecedented. And it's from the far right, and it's just a buzzword to try to evoke some type of emotion from you. Well, how about the far left buzzwords, which have become part of the Democratic Socialist, a.k.a. Communist, narrative, if we want to play this game as well? What are some of the far left buzzwords that are new? Like Patriot Movement, a loosely organized coalition of militias, anti-federal government groups, tax protesters, conspiracy theorists, and land rights activists. You see any new Democratic Socialist Communist buzzwords there? How about did the word homophobic even exist before 10 years ago? How about Islamophobic? How about there are other buzzwords like Christian holy war, if you stand for Christian principles and traditional patriot ideals, and the militias, which are actually part of the formation of our country and are built into our Constitution. And you read the Bible, well, then you're planning for a Christian holy war, or worse, a Christian caliphate, where you are going to force your views on other people. I love the part where they take Deuteronomy chapter 20 out of some sermon notes that Representative Shea had on a thumb drive, along with a whole host of other stuff from the laws of land warfare and the Geneva Conventions and the code of conduct for all of our service members having their, well, they cherry pick this one statement about killing all the males when they love that headline. It's actually from Deuteronomy, and it's not anything that I have ever heard Representative Shea say, we need to kill all the males. But it's a convenient narrative for the left, who are trying to harm the most effective people on the right, those who they feel are a threat against their Marxist agenda. And that's why they attack people like Alex Barron, like Heather Scott, like Representative Matt Shea, and like so many others. I mean, there's a whole massive list of conservatives that are a threat to the Marxist agenda. And is label lynching a conspiracy theory? Manifesto, domestic extremist, domestic terrorist, Christian caliphate, racist or white nationalist, racist. That's a favorite. Christian dominionists. There's a new buzzword that they're throwing around there. So this label lynching is just a new buzzword from the far right. Well, we noticed a few new buzzwords from the left. We're not going to let that go unnoticed or unchallenged. Matter of fact, I've got a few more new buzzwords to describe the left we can add to the list. When you stay right there, this is the Voice of the American Redoubt. We'll wrap up with the last few minutes that we have. on the other side of the break. This is segment one, brought to you by Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com, helping you get your custom Kydex holsters and magazine carriers made, and especially with handguns with accessories, flashlights, lasers. It's very difficult to find a custom holster that fits the configuration you're carrying. Well, that's what they have actually started specializing in, above and beyond the great products they already make at Werks Holsters. So check them out at Werks.com, W-E-R-K-Z.com. And we'll be back with segment two right after this.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want to secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food insecurity, surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt. Beautiful Saturday morning. We're getting spoiled this spring, but I don't know how much longer it's going to last, but it is just absolutely gorgeous. And it is going to just get prettier, especially near the St. Mary's, St. Joe area. If you get a chance to check that out this spring and this summer, don't forget to check out Riverfront Suites, riverfrontsuites.com, and support a patriot-owned business. Now, as I was continuing on, talking about buzzwords, I've got a few buzzwords here, a few more new buzzwords for the left. Here we go. Regressives. They're not progressives. They're regressives. I propose we start identifying them as republiphobics. They're absolutely irrational fear of a republic form of government. I think so. Christophobic. They are terrified of Christ. Well, and they probably should be. It's irrational fear, though. They don't have to fear. They just have to just repent and come to Christ. But, well, of course, they don't want to. They're in rebellion. So they are terrified of the mention of Christ, just like demons. Just like the demons that are influencing them. They're Christophobic. They're also anti-constitutionalists. They're anti-children pedophiliacs, as far as I'm concerned. The agendas that the left is pushing, they're anti-children. They're pedophiles, many of them. We could call them traitors. Or antichrists. Or just how about sons of Satan, hypocrites, and broods of vipers? That's what Jesus called them. Well, speaking of sneaky little brood of vipers, the Coeur d'Alene Press, speaking of the press, there they are right there to hail this, and they're gushing over this new chapter of the NAACP that is coming to Coeur d'Alene. And here's our article. The curtain is opening on a new era for local civil rights, an NAACP chapter in Kootenai County. They call it, highlighted the Day of Unity, they call it. These people, there's nothing about unity these people stand for. I'm promising you this. But Coeur d'Alene-based TOC Diversity Resource received a charter on January 27th, sponsoring a branch of the National Association of the Advancement of Colored People locally. This is a sham, and there's plenty of colored people that will tell you that. Of course, they'll be called by the leftist Marxist Uncle Toms, right? Oreos, and other racist comments to try to get the conservative blacks to get off the conservative platform to join the Marxists on the left. And that's what they are, is Marxists on the left. This James McDay plans to highlight the organization's work to secure political, educational, social, and economic equality of rights. The NAACP's vision is to ensure a society in which all individuals have equal rights without discrimination based on race. I don't believe it. Do an internet search. Type in NAACP, N-A-A-C-P, comma, communism. Right? There's a ton of articles there. I want to point you to Conservapedia. Will expose W.E. Burghardt Dubois. He died in 1963. He was a prominent American civil rights activist, sociologist, historian, and militant activist. He joined the Communist Party and moved to Africa, where he was largely forgotten. Dubois was awarded the Stalin Peace Prize in 1959. He was one of the co-founders of the NAACP. He was, co-founder of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, member of the Marxist Party. And in 1927, he first visited the Soviet Union, calling the Soviet system the most hopeful vehicle in the world. He spent the next 12 years as a communist propagandist. And this is all being elevated by the local media to embrace it coming into our community. There's more, but just start there. Just do an internet search on NAACP, comma, communist. There's some that are trying to show this division, like it's communism versus the NAACP. But there's more to that story as well, and we'll talk about that. I want to just end with this. This is a quote from a long time ago, or from a person that lived a long time ago. The business of the journalists is to destroy the truth. We are the tools and the vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes. That was a quote from John Swinton in a speech given while working for the New York Sun in 1880. Join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m., radiofreeredoubt.com. And you guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.